I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Farm-to-table is a term that's used a lot these days, and later on our Soundbite segment with Sauce Magazine, we're going to discuss the concept with a local restaurant owner and a farmer, Chef Anthony Devote of Five Bistro and Sam Hilmer of Claverack Farms. And Aaron Warner Prangy and Brian Enos of the Big Muddy Dance Company will preview its new season, which begins next weekend. An exhibition opening next week at the Regional Arts Commission celebrates the 25th anniversary of the Soulard Fine Arts Building. The building and what's happening there was the dream of Robert Michelman, and we welcome you to Cityscape.
Oh, thank you.
And you're a metal sculptor.
Sculptor, I am.
Sculptor, right. Mm-hmm. Does that mean large work?
Well, it does when I have the energy. My studio has a ceiling that's about 12 feet high, and then under the ductwork maybe 10, so my pieces go to about 9, but I do small work too.
Anne Murphy is a photographer, and she's also curating the show. Hi, Anne. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you're also a tenant in the building, as a number of other artists are.
No, I'm afraid I'm not.
You're not a tenant in the building.
No. I wish I were, though. It's a beautiful building.
But I am right. There are a number of artists. How many are there?
There's 17. Mm-hmm. 17 artists.
Mm-hmm. Go back to around 1990 or I guess maybe the late 80s. What were you doing then artistically, and how did this building on Russell come into the picture for you?
Well, I had gone back to school. I went to Webster University from 87 and graduated in 91. And I had had an associate degree and wanted the art degree, wanted the fine arts degree. And during the, probably what I would be the equivalent of a junior, everyone was talking about getting a studio, and I was thinking maybe a small storefront down in Soulard. I liked that. I was introduced to the neighborhood, liked that neighborhood. It was starting to come back, so I started looking, and then the building that we have was for sale. It was much too expensive.
It's a pretty large building, 23,000 square feet, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I let that go. Kept looking, talking to people, and people were saying that if I did get a larger building, they would want a space, people that I was in studio class with.
Mm-hmm.
And about 6 months later, looking at the same building, it had that big slash through the sign saying price reduced, and I checked again, and it was still way too much. I made an offer to try it for a certain price, and then if I got enough leases, that I'd go ahead with it, and the real estate company went along with that, and that's how it started.
Well, property values in Soulard have done well the last quarter century, though, so you did the right thing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really been nice, yeah.
And, you know, we talk about artist lofts and that sort of thing, and it's fairly common now. There's a Metropolitan building right just a few blocks from where we are now in Grand Center. There's some artist lofts, I think, down around Cherokee and maybe other places. But 25 years ago, was this a little unusual?
I think it was very unusual, and that's one of the things that really impressed me about Robert. And the way he envisioned this as a working space for artists and also a place to build community for artists. When you go into the building, you see quite a few common spaces, and you also see some very private studio spaces, and they all have a beautiful view of the city. It's really quite inspiring, and there's art everywhere, of course, as you can imagine. So I was very, very thrilled when he asked me to curate this exhibit and to be involved. It's just been a great thing.
The building was built in 1905, I think.
And
it was
10.
1910, and it was originally a dairy of some sort?
It was. It has like dock doors all the way around the east side as well as the north side. And it was only a dairy for about 19 years. If I'm not mistaken, there was an influenza epidemic in about 1919 and unfortunately took the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And his grandchildren have contacted me over the years and brought me newspaper articles and a lot of information about the early days of the building.
So the Soulard Fine Arts Building is in the 1,000 block of Russell. And the exterior of the building, the facade is notable, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's got a beautiful architectural emblem, kind of.
Frieze on the on the front.
It's dairy oriented. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you have to, it's such a tall building, you really have to look hard to kind of see it.
Beginning next Friday and running through January the 2nd, there is going to be an exhibition at the Regional Arts Commission called The Building, Soulard Fine Arts. And is it the work of the artist in the building that's going to be part of the exhibition?
Just almost every single person that is in the building is a part of the exhibition. And the gentleman that is a rep that has one of the commercial spaces at front, he is a band member, which is he's a musician. He's an artist. And so he's going to be there with his band for the opening. And then we included the yogurt shop, which is at the front. We'll call him a culinary artist, and he is going to have samples of yogurt or smoothies.
That's all at the reception on opening day, Friday, November the 20th.
Yes.
Right. And why don't you tell me a little bit about Robert's art?
Oh, his art. Gosh, it is so beautiful. When I first got to know Robert through the St. Louis Artists Guild, I was introduced to his beautiful sculptural pieces, which are very modern and highly textured and kind of sinuous and sexy and truly beautiful. And I've seen his work evolve through the years. He does everything from the smaller sculptures that you could put on a tabletop to furniture, which is absolutely gorgeous, to very large installations. And you can find his work, I know, throughout St. Louis and in a few places nationally. And he just recently got back from an exhibit in Arizona.
Do you do any outdoor sculpture?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
My two most recent are in Winghaven, in their what they call their Fountain Park.
Mm-hmm.
One is on one extreme side, and the other is on the other side, a runner, and the other piece are reclining figures.
So this exhibition is going to feature the work of almost all the artists that are based in your building in Soulard. Would you maybe mention them and briefly describe what they do?
Sure. Michael Murphy, he does glass mosaics, and he's no relation to Anne. does wonderful work, and we have two young women that just graduated from the Chicago Art Institute last year. They are dress designers, and Natalie Burton and Leah Babette. And the next studio is John Newman's. He is an architect, and he does two-dimensional print work using words and sometimes camouflaging them, if you will.
Hidden messages. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And Karen Landon, she's in 304. She is a painter. Ken Worley, he is also a painter. He uses oil sticks. He's a well-known St. Louis artist. He's represented by Bruno just right around the corner.
Bruno David.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Margaret Keller, she is a painter. She is with Merrimack Community College. She is the head of their gallery there. And Kristen Windmiller, she is also an architect. She is a photographer, does mostly black and whites and very mysterious photography, wonderful photography. Brian Smith, he's also with the Junior College District. He is with St. Charles Community College, and he does I hope I'm saying the right thing about it. He does splashy oil, wonderful, he's also well known. He's represented by
Duane Reed.
Thank you very much.
Splashy oil, does that mean like a watercolor technique, sort of?
It's more abstract oil. Yeah, mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Anyone else?
Yes, there's on that same floor. Katie Gass.
I just have to jump in. You can tell he's the landlord because he knows like the room numbers and where they are.
Yeah, well, I like to think of myself as the non-landlord landlord.
Everyone loves him.
Not, you know, it's not a time-consuming part of my life. Well, Katie, she does children's books, and she shares a studio with her husband, who is Ted Gass, and he is a painter. And then that's what I can refer to the quiet floor, the third floor. And below that is where I have my metal studio. John Lesh is a woodworker, does fine art woodworking. And Matt Liberta, who has a bicycle shop, and he also has gone to school. He makes bicycles from the frame. I mean, he makes the frames on up. Cecilia Younger shares my studio. She is out of the country half the year in, is it Granada or Grenada pronunciation? And she is doing metal work. And so the only other one is what I affectionately call the dungeon. Bill Kagi is doing mixed media work out of his studio in the basement.
You know, it sounds like it's quite a diversity of artists. It sounds so diverse that it could not be, it had to be by design. Did you choose people for your building because you didn't?
I haven't. Every person in the building is more talented and more interesting and nicer than the next, and it hasn't always been that way. It's been that way for a long time.
And you're curating this. So give us an overview of he's mentioned the artists and what they do, but as far as the exhibit at the Regional Arts Commission is concerned, what are we in for?
Well, one of the things that I was faced with was the challenge. Like, how do you take all these artists within a framework and make a cohesive show? And because the building is affectionately known as the building, it's just a perfect situation where, you know, what does the building mean? It's a dwelling, but it also means building community, and it also means artists who are building their careers. And so when people come to Regional Arts Commission to see this exhibit, they're going to see a wide variety of art, everything from art being suspended from the ceiling, whether it's cutting edge fashion, to beautiful furniture that's been handmade, to large paintings. And by large, I mean maybe as long as 8 feet long. We have some glass mosaic mannequins. It's just going to cover a wide range. You know, if artists can dream it, it's going to be at Regional Arts Commission on display.
How important is it to support the arts community, to have these like little nests of artists here and there that are exposed to each other and interact with each other? Do you see a big benefit in that, having a community of artists together like that?
Oh, I do. I know we have all benefited. It keeps you in touch with what is happening in the area, and the bouncing your ideas off of someone that really takes an interest in you. They're right there. It's a terrific benefit.
One of the things that I really love about how Robert has planned the space, because he went in and did such a major renovation, you know, the artists have a private place to work, but then they have these really beautiful common spaces, very light-filled, where they can have a sandwich, they can hang out, they can have pizza. And, you know, artists need each other to bounce off these ideas and to get some creative synergy going. But then they also need a quiet place to retreat and work.
Right.
And this is a lovely balance.
The Soulard Fine Arts Building presents The Building, Soulard Fine Arts. The opening reception is going to be 1 week from today, 7:30 p.m., at the Regional Arts Commission on Del Mar, right? And it's going to run through the entire show, will be up until January the 2nd. If you'd like more information about that, please go to our website, stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, and we'll have links and information and all the rest of that. Well, the studio space in the building really varies. I'm not sure if you mentioned that before, but some modestly sized studios and some very large.
Yes, all the way from 400 square feet up to Oh, about 3,500 square feet is the largest one.
Well, you're celebrating 25 years of being there. So looking ahead, what do you have planned for the next 25? Or?
Well, I almost made a big mistake and forgot to mention my wife's culinary art from the...
Mention it.
I just... from the carriage house, which I benefited from every day. And the next 25 years, you know, from the beginning, I had always hoped that it would continue on as the Soulard Fine Arts Building. And so, we'll see. We have no plans to change.
Well, maybe you don't need to change anything. Congratulations on 25 years.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations, Robert.
Oh, and thanks so much, Ann, for your dedication to this.
That's Robert Michaelman of the Soulard Fine Arts Building and Ann Murphy, who has curated the exhibition at the Regional Arts Commission. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next on Cityscape, the Big Muddy Dance Company, and later, Soundbites. This is St. Louis Public Radio.